Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is Authority, based on our gospel reading from Mark chapter 1, especially finding our theme in these two verses. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, not as their scribes. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." So far the text. I encourage you to follow, open up your sermon, your service bulletins, find your green outline as we consider our theme, authority. The story is told about a man named Robert Ingersoll. Ingersoll was a famous atheist of some years ago. And Ingersoll was lecturing in various places over North America, trying to ridicule Jesus, ridiculing Jesus and ridiculing the teachings of the Bible. This particular night, he was talking about the Bible account when Jesus went into the graveyard in a town called Bethany, and he raised a man named Lazarus from the dead. And at one moment in the lecture, Ingersoll cried out to the crowd, "Can anyone tell me why Jesus said, 'Lazarus, come out'?" And an old man in the back of the auditorium stood up and said, "Yes, sir, I can tell you. Because if Jesus had not called him by name and said, 'Lazarus, come out,' the entire graveyard of Bethany would have come out and greeted Jesus. That's why he said Lazarus by his single name." This story illustrates well the power and the great authority of Jesus to raise someone from the dead, but also his great authority to give faith and boldness to his people today. When we face the constant attack and ridicule of the world around us because of our faith in him. Today's gospel lesson from St. Mark speaks about one thing, and the one thing that it speaks about is the authority of Jesus. Jesus taught in the Capernaum synagogue, and the worshipers said as they left the service, "We have never heard anybody speak and preach with such authority. He is unlike anybody else we've ever heard." And right after Jesus' sermon, now just imagine this on a Sunday morning, just after Jesus' sermon, a demon-possessed man, a man with an unclean spirit, says St. Mark, disrupts the worship service, comes up the center aisle, and he spits, and he screams, and he flails his hands, and he says, "I know who you are, preacher, the Holy One of God." Jesus immediately casts the unclean spirit out of him, and the man convulses and flops around on the floor, and he's healed. Now, how would you like that kind of thing here on a Sunday morning? Now, what was the response of those in worship that day? Well, after some ushers quickly came from the back and revived some of our Lutheran Women's Missionary League ladies that were closest to the action that fainted at what the man was doing. No, that's not what happened. What happened was this. Those in worship that day said these words, "What is this? What teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits." And they came out of the man. What authority Jesus had. Today, many people refuse to acknowledge that authority which Jesus possesses as the Son of God and the Savior of the world. with so many people and so many voices and so many groups all around us claiming to be the authority in our lives, many people are confused when Christians talk about Jesus as being their authority. Why Jesus? Why not someone else? Authority. So many passages of Holy Scripture answer this question when they point to the powerful Son of God, Jesus, the one who is only worthy of all authority and worship and dominion. He has the authority to heal people. He has the authority to drive evil spirits out of people. He has the authority to lay down his life for the sins of the world and to be raised again on Easter Sunday. That's authority. But there are many authorities today under whom we must live. By law, we must obey these authorities. There are policemen. There are judges, there are MPs and MLAs, there are parents, there are teachers, but above them all is Jesus Christ, the authority of all creation. But far different from these earthly authorities, we obey Jesus not because we must. We obey Jesus not because we fear his punishment if we don't. We obey Jesus not to earn or deserve his favor. No. We strive to obey Jesus because we love him. And we love him because he loved us first. This is what St. John meant when he writes in 1 John chapter 4 these words. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as the payment for our sins. We love because he loved us first. And the truth is, even though we strive to obey Jesus, and we strive to obey his authority, we know that we sin and that we fail. And St. Paul tells us in the book of Romans, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You see, we seek to follow other authorities besides Jesus. Teenagers. Teenagers give in to peer pressure at school. They bow to the authority of the popular kids in their school, and in order to be accepted by them, do anything. So they are accepted by their peer authority. Adults. We adults often follow the lead of our unbelieving neighbors, our unbelieving co-workers and friends. You see, if their children are on the sports team, and here's where we're going to quit preaching and start meddling this morning. If my unbelieving co-workers and neighbors and friends' kids are on the sports team, and the sporting events are on Sunday morning, then Sunday as the Lord's Day for our family is too easily sacrificed on the altar of keeping up with the Joneses. We also easily follow the authorities of Hollywood. The authorities of Hollywood and television and big money advertisers. And we allow them to set our personal and our family standards of living. We so easily today buy into the lie of the godless electronic media The lie that says our lives are enriched by going along with the authority of the crowd, by accepting, or at least not even being upset anymore, with the godless immorality that's being shoved down our throats. Why, if everybody else accepts it, I'll follow their authority. Reminds me of what my dear mama used to say to me when I wanted to go out and do something stupid. Well, Stevie, if everybody else jumped off a bridge, would you jump as well? We so easily seek and follow after other so-called authorities in our lives other than Jesus. But into our fallen world and into our fallen, sinful state of affairs comes our Lord Jesus. In every page of Holy Scripture, from every Christian pulpit and Bible classroom, in the gathering of God's people in worship, and in the words of the gospel lesson for today, when Jesus healed a man during a worship service, Jesus shows his authority and he works the miracle of faith in our lives even today. Through the waters of holy baptism, he creates faith in our hearts and gives us the miracle of salvation. Through the preaching of his word, he continues to exercise his authority and nurtures and strengthens our faith. In the precious body and blood of Jesus that comes to us in the bread of wine, his authority is expressed as he strengthens and nurtures us in our faith until we see him face to face in heaven. Jesus' authority. Now, when you and I look, and look, won't you? Look into the face of him who is in agony for you on that cross. When we consider, as the scripture says, that he who knew no sin was made sin, that we could become the children of God. When we realize what great of a penalty he paid for our sin, with no merit or worthiness in us, then allowing Jesus to be our authority is not a harsh task. It's a joy. It's a great privilege. But sad to say, many people today, just as it was true for the Pharisees and scribes in Jesus' day, many people today, in their quest for power and authority, deny who Jesus is and what he has done for them. And they seek to discredit him, turn their backs on him, ridicule others who follow him, and sadly, in those ways, denying Jesus' authority, those same people secure for themselves a path to eternal death and destruction. It may be said that such foolish people, are you listening? Such foolish people whom God loves have blinded themselves to the real significance of who Jesus is and what he has done out of his heart of love for all mankind. Orville and Wilbur Wright made and sold bicycles, and they had a bicycle shop in their hometown in Ohio. But in 1903, Orville and Wilbur, who soon became known as the Wright brothers, sent a telegram from the town of Kitty Hawk, where they had just become the first men in history to build and fly an airplane, the very first men to fly. And to their sister in Ohio, they sent this telegram, and I'll read it to you. first sustained flight today. Stop. 59 seconds. Stop. Home for Christmas. Their sister took this telegram to the small town newspaper, and the next day, this is what the headlines read. Popular local bicycle merchants will be home for the holidays. For goodness sakes, they missed one of the greatest life-changing events in all history. They were blinded to the significance. These men flew. And the headlines read, "Bicycle merchants will be home for the holidays." Oh Lord, please help us today not to miss the significance of the life-changing authority of Jesus Christ. We are now in that season of the church year called Epiphany. Epiphany means to reveal, to make something clear, especially to make clear who Jesus is and why he has come. In this Epiphany season, my dear friends, look with the eyes of faith and see Jesus and his authority. Don't get sidetracked with so many of the other so-called authorities in your life today calling for your hearts and your minds and your souls. Jesus has died on the cross for your sins and the sins of the world. Jesus has risen from the grave, and he has all authority. Authority over sin. Authority over death. Authority over the devil. All praise, all honor, all glory be to Jesus Christ alone. All authority is his. In the name of Jesus, amen. We now worship our Lord with his offering, and please take time to sign the worship register pads in front of you in the pew, passing them to the center aisle.